Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering a regulation called TRIES, Reg. 1.263-A-3J. Tax professionals call it the Betterment Test. It is one of three tests that determine whether a building expenditure is a capital improvement or a deductible repair. Here is the core question the Betterment Test is asking. Did this expense make the property better than it was before in a material way? If the answer is yes, you have a betterment. A betterment must be capitalized. That means instead of deducting the cost now, you add it to your asset and write it off over years. If the answer is no, and if the expenditure also fails the other two tests, the restoration test and the adaptation test, then you have a repair. And repairs are deductible right now, in the year you pay them. The regulation says a betterment exists in three situations. First, the work fixes a material condition or defect that existed before you acquired the property. In other words, you bought the building knowing something was wrong and you fixed it. That is a betterment. You are bringing the property up to a standard it had not yet reached when you took ownership. Second, the work materially adds to the capacity, size, or functionality of the unit of property. If you add square footage, increase the capacity of a system, or add a function the property did not have before, that is a betterment. Third, the work materially increases the productivity, efficiency, strength, or quality of the unit. Upgrading to a more efficient HVAC system that meaningfully lowers energy costs, for example, could qualify as a betterment if the increase is material. That word, material, matters. Not every improvement triggers betterment treatment. The increase has to be meaningful, not just marginal. The IRS looks at the facts and circumstances. Now, how does a cost segregation study connect to this? A study creates a detailed record of your building components when you first place the property in service. It captures the cost of each system and each component class. Years later, when you spend money on a replacement or upgrade, you need that baseline to apply the betterment test correctly. You need to know what the unit of property originally cost and what it could do, so you can compare that to the current state and judge whether the expenditure materially changed something. Without that baseline, the analysis is guesswork. With the study on file, you have the documented support to show the IRS exactly how you applied the test. If you conclude that an expenditure is a betterment, a new study or a study update on the new component can set its depreciation class correctly. Some betterments may include components that qualify for faster depreciation classes, which means even a required capitalization can be partially accelerated. The betterment test is one of three tests in the BRA framework: betterment, restoration, and adaptation. We cover all three in this series. To fully understand whether a building expenditure is capital or current, you need to run all three. The betterment test is the first one. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. See your report's authority library to explore how these regulations apply to your property.